Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I hope that you're enjoying this Christmas season. I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I'm looking forward to the new year. We never know what the new year brings, but we know if Christ be for us, then there's no power that can ever stand against us. So we got to continue to trust God. You know, He's been faithful down through the years, and I know He's going to be faithful to us now. Well, we're going to feature the Happy Goodmans, but before we do that, I think I feel led to do this song right here for you, and I hope you enjoy this song. It says, "There's a miracle in the making."
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to touch Him. This was her last hope of ever being healed. She pressed through the crowd until she touched His garment. Then and there, a miracle was fulfilled. Have you prayed? And prayed, and it seemed like the heavens became like brass. Have you sought and spent all that you had, and it seemed that you're growing worse? Well, don't give up. For the God that loves you, He cares about you, He understands about you. You see, child of God, there's a miracle. It's in the making, just for you.
There's a miracle in the making. And for you, the Father is working even now. Your prayer's been heard, and the miracle's on the way. There's a miracle in the making for you today.
Yes, sir, there is a miracle in the making just for you. You know, it was a miracle when Jesus came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. We sometimes stagger at the realization that He came. I want to remember today all the people who have sent us cards and offerings during Christmas. I appreciate every gift. That's what keeps me on the radio here each Sunday morning, is your help and your support. So I received a lot of cards, received a lot of offerings during this Christmas season, and I appreciate that. And Martha appreciates it also. And you continue to remember her in your prayers. Well, let's go right now. I want to feature the Happy Goodman today on this next to the last Sunday of the month. Let's start with this one right here, the Happy Goodmans.
Sing, He paid the price, and Jesus bore it all. I heard Him sing, I'm hurrying on, and hear the Master's call. I heard Him sing of the modern song, that song of long ago. But amazing grace, how great the sound, in the sweetest song I know. Amazing grace, how great the sound, how sweet the sweetest song could be.
singing sweet and humble voice, like music from the world above, and in my soul rejoice. It's soothing words and melody like the big, big bottles full. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know.
Amen. I say that is the sweetest song that I ever knew. I hear them sing Amazing Grace, and grace has been amazing. It's amazing grace, regardless of how you say it or how you put it. God's grace is amazing. It's grace that was so wonderful, and it's been faithful to us down through 2,000 years, and it's going to continue to be faithful to us. We must be faithful to the blood of Jesus Christ.
I've been traveling here in this life with its heartache, trouble, and strife. Come on, say it, I'm the enemy who turned us high. I say, say it again to me, high. Loading, turning, and you'll find I'm too near my heavenly home. Sweeter every day, my dear Lord is leading the way through him above. You be with me on the beginning, be my Savior, God, and my friend. I'd arrive in the heavens, the home of perfect love.
Featuring the Happy Goodmans. I hope you understand that. And again, I'd like to tell you about our website now. You'd like to pull it up. All you got to do is type in stbi.org. You can pull our website up and get the broadcast, get the music, get the preaching, and a lot of wonderful things. And there are a lot of people who are pulling that up, and they really like the website. So I'm giving you an invite to go into my website on stbi.org. You can pull it up on your, if you have internet on your telephone or any kind of internet, you can type that in and pull up Tommy Mounts Ministry. And, I'm kind of proud of that. I appreciate Dana Olson and his brother Daryl Olson from out in Arizona. They are my servers on that, and they committed themselves to it. And they do a wonderful job. Well, let's go back now and listen to this song by the Happy Goodmans. I hope you enjoy this one.
God walks the dark hills, the ways, the byways. He walks on the billows of life's troubled sea. Shadows of midnight, God walks the dark hills just to guide you and me.
show me the way. Then God walks in the storm, the rain and the sunshine. He walks on the billows or through glimmering light. Helps us walk up the mountains so high, cross our rivers through valleys. God walks the dark hills 'cause he loves you and me. God walks the dark hills
to guide my footsteps.
He walks everywhere
by night and by day.
In this day that we're living in, seemingly a force in the world that brings the name of the Lord Jesus down on the level with men. But I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ is King. He's our Lord and King. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. And I heard a fellow talking the other day about a new Jesus movement. I've got news for him, children. There's nothing new about the movement of Jesus. It started on the cross, when he hung on the cross. And there's nothing new about it. Glory. Praise God. And any song that does not hold up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just not for the good ones. We just can't hardly sing it. Now, I want you to listen to a song, a brand new one. You know, my mom passed away back in May the 14th. Mom went home to be with the Lord. One of the hardest things we ever done was to give up Mom. But she taught us the ways of the Lord Jesus. And she said, all of her testimonies and all of her preaching and her teaching, that we should keep the name of the Lord Jesus first in our life. Never do anything to destroy it or try to do away with it or bemean the name or to do away with the deity, but hold him up. Oh, somebody wrote a little article the other day and put it out in the newspaper trying to tell us how to talk to young people today where they'd understand when you was telling them about Jesus. And it was blasphemy as far as I'm concerned, because it said nearly 2,000 years ago God sent a dude to this earth and called Jesus. Now you think about that. Isn't that sad? And then he said he went around healing the sick and supposedly doing good, and said wound up getting crucified and hung on a cross by the establishment. And then he was in the grave for 3 days, a stony grave, and then he split the seam. Let me tell you something. My kids learned how to say mom and dad when they was nearly still in their cradles. And yours did too, and that's plain English. And there's not a kid in the land that can't understand it when you talk about Jesus. You don't have to do away with the deity of his great name to get them to hear you. If I thought I had raised a child that was so ignorant that you had to talk about Jesus like that to get him to understand it, I'd be ashamed to own him as my child. But there's not any in America like that. They know what you're talking about. Talk about Jesus. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Ooh, I feel something now. And ever since the cross, they've tried to do away with him. They thought when they put him in the tomb that that was the end, but that was just the beginning. When he hung on the cross, he began to forgive sin, and the great plan of salvation began to work right then. And men have desired to tear it down, and tear it down, and do away with it, and tear it down. But oh, he's like a lighthouse that sits on a hill by the ocean of time, and it overlooks the sea of life. And one day it rescued me. I saw that light. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to Brother Rusty as he sings a brand new song entitled The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me on. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. Everybody that lives around us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use it standing round. But then my mind goes back to that stormy, saw the light, oh, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on a hill.
And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to
you understand that we are featuring Happy Goodmans today. I hope you enjoyed Brother, well, I forget his name now, but the one who preached a while ago, Brother Howard. I haven't got Alzheimer's. I got old-timers. I'm just forgetful every now and then. But Brother Howard done that little bit of preaching. I appreciate that. And I am featuring Happy Goodmans today. I hope that Patty and Barry's doing well. Patty's been having a time of it also. And there's Doris Neely, a lot of you out there in the radio audience that I know that I'm praying for. And I hope that you're praying for us. I will be at the Pillar of Truth today. I've been going back up there for Brother Barry attending his church while he's tending to Patty. So let's continue to pray for Patty and pray for Barry. I will be at the Pillar of Truth this Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday school at 10, if you'd like to drop by and have Sunday school with us. And then we're going to have service at 11. And then tonight I will be over at Red Sulphur. preaching there for the people. So I want you to invite, you're invited to come out and be with us any of our services. I hope you're enjoying the Happy Goodmas. I thought I'd just kind of let you rest a little bit, let somebody else do some of the singing for us. So let's go right back now and listen some more of the Happy Goodmans. All right, we're going to let the Goodmans close us out here in just a moment. But again, I want to say I'll be at the Pillar of Truth preaching this morning at 11. I'll be at Red Sulphur tonight. We'll be next Sunday. Will be the last Sunday this year. I hope that you continue with us. We're going to continue this ministry as long as people support this ministry. We will keep it going. And thank God so far we've been on here since 1986. That's a long time. But God knows what He's doing. He's using you and He's using me for His kingdom. And that, I don't want to take no glory from God. I want to give Him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. So let's go back and listen as the Happy Goodmans close us out with this song, and I'll be back to have prayer with you and close the broadcast.
Egypt was once my home. I was a slave. A place it seemed it wrong. Love like it pray, but when I looked up, new heaven's stone, God's faith is saved. I'm living in Canaan now.
Now living on Canaan side and
Egypt behind.
Crossed over Jordan, why
gladness to find.
My soul is satisfied,
no longer blind. I'm living with Jesus up in Canaan.
Sing a song.
I'm living in Canaan now.
I'm living on Canaan side of
Egypt behind.
Crossed over Jordan wide.
Gladness to find.
My soul is satisfied.
No longer blind. I'm living with Jesus up in Canaan.
Be my theme song back when I first started my ministry. I'm living in Canaan now. Well, let's have prayer. Father, you are the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We have celebrated your birthday, and we're in that celebration right now. Lord, may we never quit celebrating the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection, because it means so much to us. You raised us up from the pits of hell one day and saved our soul from the pits of hell and put us on the glory-bound road, and we're so thankful for that. We're thankful for this radio ministry. We're thankful for all the people that have listened today. They're praying with me, and together we stand, but divided we'll fall. Well, neighbor, I do trust and I depend upon your help and your support to keep this radio ministry going. Continue to remember Martha in your prayer. She's just not doing any good at all. She really needs God to step in and help her. So you continue to pray for her, pray for me, and I'll be praying for you. So let's go right back right now and listen to some more Goodmans, and then I'll be back to close the broadcast.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour. Me at my fall. and my wish is known. Now, with your permission, I'd like to go back and pick up the last verse. It was written especially for the children of God. If you're not a child of God, while I sing this song, you can become one. If you will invite Jesus into your heart and ask Him to cleanse your life, He'll do that. He'll save you and you'll become a born-again child of God. While you sit here and listen to this.
Well, that's our broadcast today. I do hope you've enjoyed the Happy Goodmans. And pray for me. Help me if you can. We got one more week to go. One more week. And then we'll start a brand new year. But we're ready, we're willing, and able to do it. So let's stand for God and let the world go on by. Well, goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.